broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Yes, indeed, it is Christmas time, ladies and gentlemen. What? Is it today or tomorrow that starts the 12 days of Christmas, huh? Is it tomorrow, Lizzie? Is it the 13th where it starts? You count the 25th day or is it Christmas Eve, the 12th day? You know, anyway, I always get mixed up on that. I guess that it really starts tomorrow. But I kind of like to think of it starting today. And I like to think of Christmas as like the baker's dozen. You know what I'm talking about? The baker's dozen is like when you get 13 donuts instead of 12, right? So I love Christmas. And I love what Christmas has to offer. And I believe in Christ. And it was really cool last hour to have Bob Sisson, our buddy, on, in my opinion, talking about such a critical, I don't know what you call it, sacred, important subject. What a wonderful job by Bob Sisson, looking for God in the stars. Now, I know that a lot of that, stargazing and what do they call that stuff? Astronomy and some of that, you know. If you're not very careful, Satan has tried to take that stuff over, folks. You know, you have all these soothsayers, and you have all these palm readers, and you have all these people that talk about the stars and zodiac signs, and what's that? You know, you read your horoscope, and you do it. And it's all basically, in my opinion, from the wrong source. It's from the source of either man or Satan or both. Neither is really godly, and that's kind of the quintessential problem with people looking in the stars is we're like, oh, man, run from that because that stuff's crazy town. And it is when you do it the wrong way. No doubt about it. It's nuts on parade. It's crazy. But when you think about it from a godly point of view, it is the wise men who looked in the stars for signs and found the sign and followed the star that led them to Christ. And on their way, they met the thug King Herod, who wanted to murder because he didn't want anybody to consider replacing him as king. And he didn't want any successor of kings to be a threat to his, quote, status, whatever you want to call it, to his kingdom, to his kingship, whatever. But God had other plans, right? And God always outsmarts Satan. Righteous always outsmarts evil. Write that down, enemies of liberty. Good. Now I give you time to kind of write it down. Write that down, enemies of liberty. Good triumphs over evil all the time. Now I know there's temporary evil wins. In the skirmish, in the war, there's always some temporary win by evil, and it feels like evil triumphs many times. But in the end, it doesn't, and in the real score, it doesn't. All right, righteous always outlives, outwins, outscores, outshines, out whatever words you want to use, lives. Ooh, that's a good word. Outlives evil. And I really want to think about the stars and the heavens, and the wise men were led to Christ by the stars. And believe it or not, the wise men who watched the stars were led to Christ. The evil king wanted the wise men to kind of report back as spies, right? And the Bible says they returned to their homelands by another way to avoid the king, to not report back. And the king did not look in the stars, but God's servants did. Not only the wise men, but the shepherds lived by the stars, by the night sky, as they tended their sheep. Did they not? And the Lord picked the most humble to welcome him to the earth. The baby Jesus was born in humble circumstances and welcomed to the earth by the wise. But, you know, when we think about the wise men, were they the smart folks surrounding the king, the supposed learned, the supposed educated, the supposed rock stars of the... No, they were not. They were men who studied the scriptures. They were humble men who turned to God. They were humble men who were wise, no doubt. But they were wise because they turned to and trusted in God Almighty. And they were taught by the scriptures to look into the heavens and learn. Look into the heavens for signs. Look in the heavens for evidence of God's hands and his workings in our lives. Now, I know we have big cities today, and there's so many lights everywhere, and it's really kind of hard to, I mean, most folks have never really seen the beautiful night sky. In fact, when most city folks get out in the country and they see it, they're an absolute, what is that song? Isn't it called Wondering Awe? Anyway, they get very mesmerized by God's handiwork. And they are astounded. They're in a way shocked and awed. Not in the way the world would with war, but in the way God would with his majesty and his creations and his endless handiwork. God created the earth in 6 days. What's he done with the rest of his time? Oh, his creations are infinite. I mean, to him they may be numbered, but to you and I they're innumerable, right? Anyway, I think it's just tremendous. I really think it's just something to behold. I really think it's something of wonder. And I think we would do well to consider the stars, to consider the skies, to consider the work of God, and to consider the signs that he's sending to us now. Isn't there a biblical sign about the rainbow? Go look it up if you think I'm clueless and don't understand the scriptures. I'm not telling you that I'm a scriptorian, but I am telling you that I have been trained in the ministry to a great degree. When I was a young man, I took a class every day as one of my school classes for 4 years studying the gospel of Christ. I then became a missionary for my church for 2 years and served for 2 years, 24/7, in the ministry of Christ. I'm 56 years old, and I've studied the scriptures and the gospel of Jesus Christ my entire life. And you may or may not agree with exact beliefs that I have or theology that I hold or convictions that I have come to or understandings. You may not exactly agree on those finer points of theology. That, my fellow Americans, mattereth not. What does matter is that we unite in our effort to turn to Christ because he is the author of our liberty. What does matter is we unify. Even people who don't believe in Christ, they still can have those fundamental values that are God-ordained. And you know what? There's a billion people on the planet that have never even heard of Christ, they say? That doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means they don't have the North Star that we have. That's all, right? They don't have the North Star for their lives. But it doesn't mean they're bad people, and it doesn't mean they're wrong. It does mean they have their inner compass, which means they have their conscience, which I compare to and believe is akin to what's called the light of Christ. They have their conscience. They have the light of Christ in their lives, even if they don't know Christ. They know right from wrong. They existed before this world was. They were in the war in heaven when Satan was kicked out and cast down. When Jesus Christ was The one who said, I will. Remember these things and understand that everybody is on their own trajectory, if you will. They're on their own travel, their own road, their own journey. And everybody's at a different spot in that journey in terms of where they are on the path and where they are in their understanding of that path. You know, people have natural God-given spiritual talents and gifts that God gave every one of us. Even people who don't know Christ have those gifts. Some gifts are gifts of faith or belief. Some may believe there's a God, but they don't understand the nature of God because they haven't been taught Christian principles, right? Many people don't believe there's a resurrection because they didn't know there needed to be. Or they don't know the story of the Christ child. That doesn't mean they're any less of God's children than we are. And it doesn't mean they're any less. Listen carefully to me. It doesn't mean they're any less on the path towards God either. Right? It means that God put us all on the earth and it was not an accident. And he put us in different places and different circumstances for his wise purpose. It's up to us to trust in that purpose and to use where we are to do our best to become ministers and bring others along with us, right? This is
Have
Liberty
you ever had great
Round
honey?
Table.
No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'll speak more about Christmas as Christmas approaches, but I'm telling you right now, God loves you. He lives. His son, Jesus Christ, absolutely was resurrected. And because he lives, he's invited you to take part and live as well. And he is the author of your eternal life. All right, anyway, the bottom line is Robert F. Kennedy sued and went to the Supreme Court. I don't know if you know that. And sadly, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Epoch Times, Supreme Court rejects request from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah, the Supreme Court rejected his request. It's a shame, in my humble opinion. What are they thinking? Okay, I don't know what they're thinking. They rejected the request. Now, let me see if I can highlight. I don't know how to best deal with this. Seems like it's hard to highlight what it's all about. Let me kind of explain. There's a bunch of court cases going on. Missouri and I think it's Louisiana. Some of these states have been suing the government, saying, hey, you know what? The Justice Department, the FBI, and others literally tampered with social media companies. And what they did is they suppressed certain information regarding the 2020 elections, and they promoted other information. They literally pretended that everybody else was involved in fake news, such as me and other reporters. I don't know, journalists, talk show hosts, commentators, whatever you want to call me. Rednecks, constitutional scholars, self-proclaimed whatevers they want to say, right? Whatever. Okay, they said we were guilty of fake news everywhere, but it turns out your government was the biggest fake news peddler of all. And the FBI, the Justice Department, Homeland Security, many other government agencies put serious pressure on the big social media, big tech companies to peddle this fake news. What am I talking about? Well, I'll use the most quintessential examples. They said that the Hunter Biden story was nothing, that the laptop wasn't real, that it was bogus. Turned out they absolutely lied. The mainstream press knew it was a lie because they had confirmed the laptop was valid and accurate and real and legitimate. But they went along with the government's arm twisting and the government's fake news lie. Same thing with the ties to Joe Biden and the pay-to-play schemes. They knew all this. They had witnesses. They investigated. But they covered it up and lied and suppressed that information before the election and forced companies to go along. All right? Now, it gets worse because not only did the government do that on one side of the equation, suppress information. Another example would be they suppressed the reality about the COVID. They suppressed that it came from a lab, knowing full well that it did. They're now suppressing. They kind of make you believe that it was leaked from a lab by accident. I submit to you that's a lie, and they know full well that not only did it come from a lab, but it was intentionally released from a lab. You would say, Sam, you claim that without evidence. And my response is, you're going to talk to me about claims without evidence when the government claimed to you that it didn't leak from a lab, when they have an evidence that it did and they lied and said that it didn't? So now I can't make a claim without evidence, but they can make claims to the contrary with evidence that is against their claims. All right, I'm giving you my opinion that it was intentionally released. Now the question becomes by who? Right? The debate can be by whom, who told the lie? Fauci, the United States government, the military-industrial complex, the CCP, the Communist Nation of China, all the above. Okay, you got me. I'll go there. But I'm telling you, and they lied about that. They suppressed it. They said it didn't come from a lab. They knew that it did. So if they lied about the Hunter Biden story, they lied about Joe Biden's pay-to-play stuff, they lied about COVID and the origins thereof, knowing full well, they lied about UFOs. I mean, I can keep going, right? I can go on for a long time, right? They lied about Ammon Bundy. They said he was armed and dangerous. They put him in prison for 2 years. The jury said he was guilty of nothing. Then they tased his attorney in court because they were so livid, ticked off. Then he went to Nevada and the judge came back and said, this case is so corrupt by the government that we got to let Ammon go. Ammon was just getting so much out into the public record that they had to stop it. That they had to simply go, whoa, 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 we cannot have more of this come out in court. What, declare a mistrial? Just say Ammon goes free, right? You cannot trust your government. Now they would say, well, Sam, see, this just proves you're anti-government, buddy. lies, dishonesty. Once again, I love the proper role of constitutional government. I love the checks and balances that make America great. I revere the founding fathers and all they put on the altar of liberty. I commend them and hope to live my life in their honor and in their legacy. I truly honor and revere them. I want to carry forward their legacy in a meaningful way. So when I criticize government, let's be very, very, very clear. I'm criticizing rogue government. All right? That's what I'm criticizing. Rogue agents in government, or government that is acting against its own charter. What is the charter, you may ask? It is the supreme law of the land. The charter is the contract we the people have with our government. When they don't honor that, I've got a problem. And then they say I'm anti-government. See, they lie to you. I am probably the most pro-government of anyone. If we're talking about the proper role of limited founding father visioned necessary government with checks and balances to protect the people from tyranny, to protect the people from the government getting out of control, going rogue, taking power into themselves. Absolutely, I'm anti-rogue government, no doubt about it. But I am not anti-government. That is a lie. I am not a white supremacist. I just had a black guy on the radio last hour that I completely agree with because he's right. And they want to basically divide and conquer us all, and me and Kevin and others will not let that happen. We will stand for the truth. Why are we brothers? Because we agree on the principles of liberty in Christ. Whether it be Bob Sisson, whether it be our dear friend Kevin Jackson, it doesn't matter. Because we're standing together for one sacred cause. That is the collar of liberty, or the call of liberty. This is important, is it not? Right? Now, here's the deal. The government forced these media companies into this. You think I've lost track and forgot where I am, don't you? No, I haven't. I'm talking about RFK Jr. He filed a lawsuit and he said, hey, man, these media companies lied. And the government lied. And the government made these companies lie. And I want to sue because it directly relates to my ability to run as a Democrat for the presidency of the United States for 2024. It happened in 2020 and it was a problem, and I want to stop it from happening again. Well, they've already basically kicked him out of the Democratic Party by refusing to have a primary, refusing to give him coverage, refusing to give him Secret Service protection, knowing full well his family name and everything else. What a disgrace. Right? What a absolute disgrace. But you know what? They literally went against him. I thought we had good folks on the Supreme Court. It is beyond debate the point RFK Jr. is making. And they rejected his request. What a shame that is. I've got more. And it all has to do with lawsuits, and we'll talk about it in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Israeli forces engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities. Dave Collins has more.
Marking the third month of the ongoing conflict, simultaneously, officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages following a breakdown in talks. Israel has revealed the names of 20 hostages held by Hamas with the grim belief that they have lost their lives.
The Texas mother, central to a lawsuit regarding the state's abortion ban, has departed from Texas. The Center for Reproductive Rights, in a statement, reports that Kate Cox is seeking health care in another location. Despite her unborn baby being diagnosed with a fatal condition, Cox's doctors declined to terminate her pregnancy due to concerns about potential prosecution. President Biden highlighting a $22 million grant for the Philadelphia Fire Department.
For the first time in nearly 15 years, this neighborhood once again has a ladder company on call 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, ready to keep you safe.
The Supreme Court dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. This follows President Biden's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's rescinding of its mandates in January due to congressional action. The High Court rejected three cases overturning appeals court decisions that favored the challenges. The Air Force concluded that alleged leaker Jack Teixeira has acted alone, but they did discipline 15 others for dereliction of duty for failing to respond adequately to his intelligence-seeking activities. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about Supreme Court rejects request from RFK Jr. He's right. He's basically saying, hey, you know what? Because of the scandals of the government, because they lied and tampered with and manipulated evidence related to the 2020 election, they shut everything down about Joe Biden, Hunter, COVID, January 6th, I can keep going. You could say, well, some of that's after the 2020 elections. I know that's the point Robert's making, that it's continuing. We pretend that it stopped, but it's not. Not only are they suppressing all that information, but they're also promoting lies about Donald Trump, that he literally created an insurrection. Let's take him off the ballot. He's an insurrectionist. That he needs to go to jail. That he's criminal and all these. No, he's not. He's innocent until proven guilty. There's no guilt proven of him of any kind. There's no charges of insurrection against Donald Trump at all. And he hasn't been put in jail. He hasn't been arrested or any of those things. It's all a distraction and a lie. Well, RFK Jr., in my opinion, did a great job and really tried to stand for the truth, and the court rejected it. Shame on the Supreme Court. Well, Carrie Lake, ladies and gentlemen, is still in the fight as well. And God bless her for it, I might add. Arizona Senate candidate on the Republican ticket, Carrie Lake, will now launch an ad on Monday. So I don't know if it was a couple of days ago Monday or yesterday or if it's a week Monday on Elon Musk's platform X. And in the ad, Lake discusses the importance of free speech. This relates directly, in my opinion, to RFK Jr.'s lawsuit. Because he's saying we need free speech, too, and it's being shut down and manipulated by government, and it's affecting the outcome of elections. And it directly relates to him and his Democratic bid, well, not anymore, his independent bid, for president of the United States of America. Now, Lake praises Elon Musk, and I think he deserves praise. I'm not really an Elon fan, but she does praise Elon Musk, rightly so, for refusing to silence our voices. Well, I think that's for the most part true. But the problem that I have is some of my friends still have their Twitter accounts shut down. So just because they now gave back Alex Jones his account, why don't they give back James Edwards his account? How is James Edwards worse than Elon Musk? How is James Edwards worse than Alex Jones? How is James Edwards worse than, all right, let's bring back. Here's the problem. Alex Jones has a lot of money. He lives off $90,000 a month in bankruptcy. Yeah, you're starting to see two classes of people, huh? The Sam and the Jameses of the world, and then the Alex Jones, Elon Musks of the world. While Elon Musk and Alex Jones hang out with Vivek Ramaswamy, Vivek literally ends up urinating in the middle of an event that goes live. I think he handled it relatively gracefully, and I don't mean to criticize him. It was an accident. Everybody gets caught sometime sooner or later if you're on the radio a lot with an unintended open mic moment. I get it. I'm not beating up Vivek for that. What I'm highlighting, though, is you've got that happening by Vivek, a man dignified running for president of the United States of America, but RFK can't be heard by the Supreme Court, knowing there's evidence proving government wrongdoing and election tampering, and literally lying, peddling fake news, and forcing media companies to go along. While that's happening, Carrie Lake is doing her best to get out the word about election fraud. They claim she's a nutcase. But Lake praises Elon Musk for refusing to silence our voices. I agree. Right? I agree with Carrie on this. I think Kerry is spot on, and I think Elon Musk is spot on for the most part. My Twitter account got reinstated, but it's because I took down what they asked me to take down. Why did you do it, Sam? Why didn't you fight? I fought when it was owned and controlled by the old guard because I wouldn't cave. But when Elon Musk came, I thought, let's give him a chance. Let's take it down. Let's start fresh. And it was my way of saying he doesn't know me. He won't probably have the ability to just think I better put Sam's account back. So I gave them the opportunity to bring my account back. If they're dishonest, if they shut me down, if they whatever, then they will need to shut it down again, and then I'll know who they are. And they shut it down. Now listen, Carrie Lake also mentions, this is important, Carrie also mentions the advertisers who are threatening to boycott the platform. And there's a lot of them, and it's big money. And she says this, Republicans, and I'm going to change that, because I don't want to do the Republican-Democrat divide, okay? So I'm going to change the word in the headline to we. Carrie also mentions the advertisers who are threatening to boycott the platform and says, and I'm going to change it to we. Sorry to reinterpret what she says, but we stand with companies that, quote, defend our liberties, quote. Think about that. Free speech isn't a partisan issue, she continues. Boy, howdy, is she right about that, right? It's the foundation of our democracy, is what she says. Carrie, I hate to be rude to you, sis, but you just went off the rails. Free speech is not the foundation of our democracy. Why? Because we don't have a democracy. Okay? Free speech is the foundation of our constitutional republic. I absolutely, completely agree. But free speech is not the foundation of our democracy. Now, the First Amendment is essential to preserving our freedoms. She says that, and I completely agree. Right? Okay. I like that. It's the foundation of our democracy. I don't like. But I love the line that the First Amendment is essential to protecting our freedoms. But unfortunately, freedom of speech is under attack. Then she says, right here on X, advertisers are attempting to stifle the speech of American citizens by putting their ad dollars when Elon Musk doesn't do what they want. When Elon Musk refuses to silence our voices, they try to shut him down, Carrie Lake says in the ad. I like it. I think it's really good. I think she's right. I think she's hit on something really important. Now, the sad part a little bit about this is that, you know what? Elon Musk isn't really our friend either. I mean, he isn't so much that he's for more for free speech than Jack Dorsey and some of the other clowns over at the old Twitter. But X is an insider, folks. Twitter is an inside platform now because it's owned by Elon Musk, who is an insider. All of Elon Musk's riches, and he's one of the richest men in the world, like a Bill Gates kind of a guy, all of his money was made by leveraging your tax dollars. Do you read me? Do you understand that? Okay? Everything he's been involved in has had big government subsidy money backing it. Okay, he's the guy that took over Twitter, exposed a few Twitter files. Nobody got in trouble. It was a big clown show. And then he literally went to Joaquin Jeffries and to Kevin McCarthy at the time and said, hey, guys, how do I cooperate with the government with X? I mean with Twitter, now called X. And now he wants to turn X into a big juggernaut system. And the core of it will be financial transactions. I'm just going to tell you right now, beware, my fellow Americans, beware. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, my sheep follow me, unquote, and, quote, you do not believe because you are not my sheep, unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine.
the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get to the source of this. So Carrie Lake doing a good job speaking out, hopefully putting out an ad on X on Twitter, supporting Twitter for one, but two, rejecting the narrative of these advertisers pulling their money over free speech. They were mad when Elon Musk took over Twitter because they were afraid he would give more free speech, and he has, and I got to give him credit for that, but I'm telling you to beware, he is not really your friend. He wants X to be the core. He wants to control the space wars. You heard me. He wants to control space. Donald Trump was mocked for putting a space program in place, right? Well, Elon wants to control space. Everything he's touched, he's had big government subsidy money involved in. He's one of the richest men in the world, and I'm telling you, Elon Musk is not your friend. Now, Elon Musk had a big old event with Alex Jones, Vivek Ramaswamy, and all these people. And I appreciate that. That's more free speech than the mainstream press is willing to give. But what they're creating for you, ladies and gentlemen, is a alt mainstream press. Write that down. I'm going to coin the term first. So you've heard of the alt-right, which is the alternative right. They're now creating the alt mainstream press. The alt mainstream press. Okay? And they want you to believe that is Twitter. They want you to believe that is Donald Trump's Truth Social. They want you to believe that's, and I can go on and on and on and on and on. Tucker Carlson starting his own news thing. Glenn Beck doing his own news thing. All these people used to be mainstream press people, either on their lives because they're rich and they hang out with rich and famous. And they didn't care about politics then. Donald Trump, when he pulled his cameos in movie after movie after movie, and he built in New York and hung out with the mobs in New York to appease them and hang out with the Democrats to appease them. And this, he learned a lot of political savvy, no question, but he didn't care about the Constitution. And he still doesn't care about the Constitution. And if he does, why doesn't he come on and discuss the Constitution with Sam Bushman, yours truly? All right. Vivek wants to get rid of 75% of the government employees. I like that idea. But he doesn't tell you which agencies he would get rid of. He might get rid of some good, legitimate, constitutional parts of government and keep bad, evil parts of government. You don't know what he means or what he'd do, right? Well, anyway, the First Amendment is essential to preserving our freedoms. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, free speech is under attack, and it's true on X. But don't be fooled by the alt mainstream press. The alt ret, I'm going to take out mainstream. Because really, the alt press. How about the real press? The alt press versus the real press. Think about that. The real press. What is the real press? I submit to you the real press is people like the Epoch Times, people like the New American, people like the John Birch Society, people like World Net Daily, people like the Gateway Pundit, people like, I mean, I can keep going, there's a whole list. The alt-mainstream press versus the real press. Let me prove the point to you right now. Did you know that the Missouri General Attorney General, guy's name is Andrew Bailey, he is launching an investigation right now into Media Matters. Yeah, they're an evil group, like the IREHR that we reported on, like the Southern Poverty Law Center we've reported on, like the Rolling Stone we've reported on. These clowns at the Media Matters have been attacking me as well for a long time. Okay, they call it the Media Matters for America, for a left-wing organization that released a report about alleged anti-Semitism on Elon Musk's X in November. Okay, and they, Media Matters published research in November alleging that X had been placing ads alongside Nazi content from brands alongside Nazi content. And it's not true. X sued Media Matters over the study, claiming that it was manipulated and defamatory. Well, I think that's true. Everything they've said about me is manipulated and defamatory too. Now, you say, well, why would X and you be on the same side of this if X isn't your friend? Or, look, they are in the fake media. They are creating their villains. Joe's under attack. Hunter's under attack. Media Matters is under attack. Southern Poverty Law Center is under attack. IREHR is under attack. Okay, X is under attack. A lot. You don't know who's really under attack and who's not really under attack. Donald's under attack, right? Bailey sent a letter to Media Matters. Who's Bailey, remember? Andrew Bailey, Missouri Attorney General. Remember, Missouri and Louisiana are the two in the lawsuits trying to say, hey, the government manipulated the media big time. We're going to sue over it. Bailey sent a letter to Media Matters asserting that the group may have run afoul of the, quote, Missouri consumer protection laws if X's allegations are true. And they instructed Media Matters, listen carefully, to preserve all their research, all their documents related, all the money that they got in relation to the fundraising that related to this. Okay, you got donations from Missourians and, right? Think about it. They say they have launched this investigation to find out what's happening. They say they also must maintain internal communications about their policies, strategies, or operations relating to anything that would interfere with businesses. I mean, it goes on. It's all complicated. It's legal words. Media Matters has raised funds on this. And that's what the Southern Law Poverty Center has been, and the IREHR has been doing to me. They say that I'm a nobody, but they raise a lot of money in relation to attacking me. Investors, you've got to give us money to find out where Sam gets his money. Oh, he gets it from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I've exposed it as a flat-out lie. They go on, where do you get your money from, Sam? Never mind, we can't find out where they get their money. Their money at the Southern Poverty Law Center is in offshore bank accounts. Where does Rolling Stone get its money? Where does George Soros get all his money? Where does the money that George Soros and others have, who does it flow through? Okay, we tried to find out some of that with 2,000 mules, but now they mocked it, ridiculed it, dropped it. Now we don't find out, but we should be tracing that money. Okay, we need to find out these advertisers are threatening to boycott. Is that because of the Missouri general, deciding he's going to look into or investigate Media Matters? Media Matters is the one that published the research in November. Is that where this comes from? Because, well, I don't know how to get a hold of the attorney general for Missouri, but if Media Matters is lying about Elon Musk digging up opposition false research, feeding it to the Media Matters, and then attacking and costing Elon money or reputation or what do they call that? Defamation? Libel? Slander? Character assassination? Whatever. What about the Southern Poverty Law Center, Rolling Stone, IREHR, the Anti-Defamation League, Media Matters, doing that to me? Do I matter as much as X or matter as much as Elon Musk? Obviously not, because I don't have that kind of money. Am I posting ads next to Nazi content? No, I run less and less ads for these very reasons. Do I believe in Nazi content? Well, it depends on what you mean by believing it. I don't believe in the Nazi agenda, not for a second. But do I believe we ought to tell the truth about what happened in World War II? Yes. Do I believe that there's wickedness beyond Hitler? Absolutely. Do I believe Hitler was evil? Absolutely. Do I believe that many others were evil as well? Absolutely. Joseph Stalin, Paul Potts, just to name a few, right? Do I defend them? Of course not. But do I believe people have the right to say and think and believe what they want, even if they're wrong? Absolutely. There's a quick study that relates to all this. Claim, quote, it's official. Scientists say religion is unnecessary for morality. Selwyn Duke writes an incredible article about this at thenewamerican.com. It's great. A recent article boldly claimed that scientists say that you don't need to be religious to have a moral compass, challenging George Washington's warning that morality cannot be maintained without religion. Now, let me be very, very clear. I stand with the New American. I stand with Selwyn Duke. I stand with George Washington. And I stand with God. You cannot have morality without religion. You can say, well, Sam, I can still be a good person. You can. I'm not debating whether you're a good person or not. But you have got to say, if morals matter, thou shalt not kill, just say. Or thou shalt not commit adultery, let's say. You've got to acknowledge, where does that edict come from? And if you don't acknowledge that it comes from a higher source than you, then you become the highest source of determining morality, don't you? Well, then my morality, if I'm the highest source, and your morality, if you're the highest source, if we differ, we lack order, we have conflict, and we deny God unintentionally. You cannot have morality without religion. And you cannot have religion without morality. They're the two great pillars George Washington spoke of. And boy, howdy, is he spot on. 2 hours of hard-hitting content. I hope it was educational. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated by the Loving Liberty Radio Networks, lovingliberty.net. Check out our incredible new phone app. It is awesome. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.